it's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
As we launch here into the third hour of the program, we will take your calls about anything. If you make them, 800-259-9231. Or maybe we should change our business model and make it so you have to pay us to call the show. Well, what we were talking about last hour is how it is these websites, news, kind of old media-run websites like the New York Times and Fox News, are now talking about this new renaissance of the Internet where we'll get to charge you money for looking at our articles. Well, let's try
3.0.
Right, maybe we've just been doing it wrong the whole time here, guys. Maybe we should try to be more like those other talk shows where they charge for their website, where pretty much the front page of their website is a big advertisement for their show and what features you'll get if you just pay the $5 to get through the front door. Maybe we should change to that business model where we're charging all of our listeners to get to the show and all of the callers will have to pay, call 1-900 number to get on Free Talk Live. It'll only cost you $1 a minute. And you'll, of course, have to pay while you're on hold, too. But, you know, that'll definitely reduce the phone calls and actually reduce the listenership. That's what would happen to us if we went to
and
that.
Can you put phone sex workers on while they're on hold or something?
It wouldn't be a bad idea. but that's not going to be the way for us to continue doing this radio show. Maybe selling phone sex, yes, but to continue doing the radio show, I don't think that's for the 21st century, that's not a viable business model. Not when you've got 100,000 podcasts out there giving away their content for free. I mean, Dale, you run anarchyinyourhead.com, which is a comic website that you've been running now for a couple of years, so it's kind of a 21st century comic in that way. How do you think your comic would do if you started charging people to get in to see this week's, you know, episode or last week's episode?
Oh, 25
cents a view.
I wouldn't even speculate. I wouldn't do it.
Now, is that to say that your comic is invaluable, or is that to say that Free Talk Live is invaluable?
If you go to the site, you know, after you vote for the comic, if you go to that site, there's like a list of 10,000 web comics out there, and you know,
and
so
good luck trying to get all of those comic providers to start charging, right? Because that's what it sounds like these guys want to do. The story at digitaljournal.com says that the CEO of the Financial Times is saying within the next 12 months, news agencies will be charging for access to their websites. They just believe that across the board, all news websites are going to go to this this pay model. The CEO of Ask.com has proclaimed that the era of online content is coming to an end.
It's almost like wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Go ahead, start paying. Start charging for it.
Maybe if we keep talking about it, people will actually start paying us. But that's just it. It would be the equivalent of you getting out there and saying, you know, announcing on your blog at anarchyinyourhead.com that within the next 12 months, you'll start to see all of the comic websites charging for access. And you'll, you know, email all of the comic people out there and, you know, tell them, okay, now you need to start, I'm going to start charging for my site, but you need to start charging for your site too. I mean, how many of those 100,000 comics or how many of those 100,000 podcasts would come on board with that and say, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's all get together and you know, try to cartelize this business. It's not possible. There are way too many sources. There are too many comics out there for that to happen. And so for those that would go down that road, they'll just lose their viewership to the ones that didn't. Same thing with these news websites. For every one of those news websites that goes to charge, you're going to have one more person going to Google News and getting it for free. Presuming Google News doesn't jump on the bandwagon, and knowing Google, well, it doesn't seem likely they would.
Google News, a lot of it, my understanding is you know, AP already, right?
Yeah, so, it's cold from those sites.
What's that?
A lot of Google News is culled from the existing free news websites.
So they would, you know, if AP got on board, then where are they going to get their news from?
Well, that's just it. And it comes back to maybe, I don't know if crowdsourcing is the right term. Crowdsourcing is kind of the term for a wiki, how a wiki is formed, mm-hmm. where the people that, for instance, went to Wikipedia.com or .org and filled in millions of articles or hundreds of thousands. I don't know how many. There's a lot of articles on there in various different languages. But they filled in all of these articles with all this information. None of those folks got paid for that. The people going to those Wikipedia pages are volunteers. They put all that information up there voluntarily. So what you could see happen is some new service being launched, maybe by Google, that allows for lack of a better term, citizen journalism or amateur journalism to go on, some sort of news housing website where if you want to get the story about what's happening in Johnson City, Tennessee, there's somebody who's written something about it and put it up on Google News because you can't get to their local news sources because they're charging now.
Well, the problem is that the journalism companies out there that are currently, they don't their salespeople are old model salespeople. They're still selling newsprint. They're selling pulp. They're not going out and they're not selling the website in the sense that getting advertisers on there. I'm sure they're getting lots of traffic and they're just not squeezing the dollars out of the traffic that they're supposed to be doing because why? They're newsprint salesmen and they've never stepped up. Nobody's figured out exactly how to sell this advertising the best way. Google is great at it, but New York Times probably hasn't figured it out. And I'd also like to point out that what they're proposing, I assume, is memberships, and all those membership things have already been defeated. Bugmenot.com. You can go right there. You can get the password of somebody who has a subscription to the New York Times, and you can go on there and you can read it all.
Yeah, they work sometimes. Sometimes they don't.
Sure, but how you try three, and generally you'll get on.
I think it probably depends on how Johnny on the Spot the company is about checking Bugmenot and knocking those accounts out. But yeah,
once you get more people charging, then you're going to have more websites like Bugmenot. And then they're going to be chasing them all over. Mm-hmm. Look at what happened to Napster and Kazaa and eDonkey and all these other sites that were offering free music. We can see how this passion play plays out, people. We already know it's happened with the music industry. What's going to happen is the newspapers
news.
And the TV stations and whoever is going to be doing this, they're going to be suing their readers here shortly.
Yes, that's what it sounds like.
The people that consume their product,
it'll be a mess.
It's going to be disastrous.
It's going to be off. It's going to be these dinosaurs dying is going to be nasty. It's already been nasty in the music world, and I think your predictions are accurate here. Plus, if you combine the specter of the possibility that the federal government may actually step in with some sort of news, old media, big media bailout package, then we know what that means. We've seen what it means for the Bank of America and for General Motors. These companies have become co-opted and taken over from the inside out by the federal government. So General Motors is now completely owned and operated by the federal government. Bank of America, last I heard, was at a significant percentage as far as controlling votes or whatever by the feds. So they'll do the same thing with the news media. The news media will get this bailout. The New York Times is hungry for money. They're talking about renting out their offices, and they're selling newspapers left and right. They'll come to the government for the bailout. They'll get the bailout. They'll lose the money because they suck, and they're not going to be able to change their business model enough, especially with free money from the taxpayers. It's the same thing with the car companies over again. They'll take that money, and then they'll still be in debt, this time to the state. The government will come in, and they'll say, well, you tried, but you didn't make it, so now we own you. And then the federal government will be that much more in control of the old media. I mean, they're already their lapdog now. But if they actually get to own a piece of them, then we're gonna have state-controlled media. Well, at least the old media will become state-controlled.
I think that's, depending on how optimistic you are, and I tend to be an optimistic person, I look at this, the bigger picture, and I'm seeing what could a combination of factors. This could be a huge paradigm shift. The accessibility of information and the free exchange of ideas. I think that there's a possibility, depending on how this goes and what people do right now, for this to be the death of the state. They're losing, when they lose their grip on the information, if they do, they're going all out, but this getting to the point where they can't, they keep going to more and more extreme measures to prop up the state economically. Yeah. They keep going to more extreme measures to prop up the propaganda. And I don't know. It's starting to look desperate. They and I don't know that it's going to work. I don't know if it's going to keep working.
I hope that it ends sooner rather than later. I hope you're right about that. But it's pretty disturbing, the idea that there might be some sort of federal bailout for news media, and that these old media news organizations, instead of dying off as they're supposed to, will become arms of the state. That's kind of disturbing, because there still are a fair amount of Americans that don't turn to the internet for their news. Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStrong.com. Stronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
AirandAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirandAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirandAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirandAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Oh, and by the way, those features include the bulletin board system with over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
I want to tell you about the new vitamin I've been taking. It's called Choose for Health Superfruit Complex. It includes fruits and berries that have tremendous health-enhancing qualities and contain hundreds of naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, amino acids, enzymes, essential fatty acids, fiber, and phytonutrients. You can go to orderchoose.com and check them out, but they'll give you a free one-week trial of them if you give them a call at this telephone number. It doesn't work at the website, only at the telephone number. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling. 800-219-8874. It's 800-219-8874. Choose for health.
All right, our toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. We go to your calls. Muslim anarchist in California, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey there, you're on the air.
Hey, I wanted to get your guys' advice on a kind of opportunity that's been dropped in my lap.
Okay.
There's a woman who's running for local office here, and I've been given the opportunity to interview her to kind of like announce her campaign or whatever. So this woman is she's a Muslim and she's a libertarian and she's prominent in like gun rights activism.
All right.
And so like really like I'm not a full-fledged journalist. I've never interviewed a candidate for any reason before. But I figured that she and I agree about enough stuff that this would be an opportunity to sort of present a lot of the libertarian-type ideas to what will largely be a Muslim audience. And so I was wondering if you guys could give me some advice or some suggestions on the types of questions that I could ask her.
Well, what are some issues that would resonate with the Muslim audience?
Well, the thing is, this is a local candidate, right? So, mm-hmm. Mostly... it's like national and foreign policy stuff that resonate with the Muslim audience. So I don't think that it's relevant.
Some extent it is. A lot of times people who are voting locally will care what even a local politician thinks about these national issues. So, you know, you might want to brush across them just to give, give people the idea that she's on the same page as they are.
That's a good idea. All right, good. So
this is a local candidate. This is not state level. This is like for a county commission or something?
This is a city office. I don't want to give out too much information before I do everything, you know.
Okay.
When I'm done, I'll put the interview on the BBS when I'm finished.
Okay. It would seem to me that you would just want to, if you are looking to not kind of corner this woman because you do have some slightly differing beliefs. If you're looking to help,
I have that instinct though. I really do.
You have the instinct to corner her.
I have this instinct to corner her because I'm kind of on the outside of the system sort of activism, and I don't think that she's actually going to be able to change anything by running for local office. But at the same time, I don't want to alienate her, right?
Right, and what are you going to change by cornering her?
Well, right, and it goes back to the conversation we were having at the beginning of the show where I said that I think that any amount of involvement that can bring people to the ideas of freedom, if you're involving yourself in the political process but you're able to bring people to the ideas of liberty because of it, I think that's valuable. Back to the Ron Paul thing, they spent millions of dollars on his campaign. Do I think that those millions of dollars could have been spent in a more effective way? Yes, I do. But I still gave hundreds of dollars to them because they were getting the job done of bringing people to the ideas of freedom. And so maybe that's just what you need to do is cover the basics of the non-aggression principle and, you know, how it is appropriate to the appropriate way to treat other people is to respect them and to allow them to be free in order to yourself be free. So just, cover the kind of the basics. If she actually believes those things, of course, I don't know how if she does.
I kind of look at it.
Come out in the interview, I guess. She identifies as libertarian, so...
I kind of look at it.
There somewhere. So is there anything that comes to mind for you guys? Because my head is always so into national politics, not local politics. Are there anything that come out to you guys as like archetypal libertarian local issues that would be good to ask about?
Property taxes. I mean, you know, if you got to find out where she stands on that, and obviously, she, if she identifies libertarian, hopefully she's for lowering people's property taxes in these difficult times when people's finances are stretched to their limit. You know, that kind of thing.
Dale had wanted to jump in with something before you asked that question.
I kind of look at, as far as getting people excited about liberty through politics and stuff like that, I kind of look at it as if there's someone that just had a heart or had a heart attack, and someone runs up and they're doing CPR, but they're doing it completely wrong. And they're not going to revive the person. They might even make it worse. You're watching them, and you're like, they obviously care about the person, so that's good. It's good that they care. But until they actually start doing it right, it doesn't matter. But it's good in the sense that you're halfway there. They care, you know. So yeah. That's how I look at people who are doing liberty politics, and they might even, you know, they might even inspire other people about liberty, and that's a good thing. But it's completely useless until they actually do something useful with that.
Right.
It's still reason for optimism.
To answer your other question about local issues that are I think, liberty-oriented, I, of course, am a huge fan of the drug war as an issue. I'm not a fan of the war itself, but as an issue, I think it's very persuasive. I'm sure there are plenty of Muslim people who have been victimized by the war on drugs, and that's a very local issue because people are getting hurt.
It's also a very divisive issue in this community, which is kind of interesting.
Well, one thing you can be certain of is that it's going to come up. So here's something that you can plan on heading this off, and you can head this issue off by addressing it right up front. Have this lady take a position on ending the war on drugs, so it's out there, it's out the, you know, it's open, people know what she's about, that she's not going to come up against that question for the first time in some sort of public forum where she's being asked it by some moderator of a forum that doesn't know who she is and doesn't know how to formulate these questions. So talk about the war on drugs and talk about it from a perspective of whatever you think will be most persuasive to the audience. I mean, if this is a group of people that is concerned about tax money being spent like a conservative might, you can come at it from that perspective, or come at it from all of the above. You know, come at it from the perspective of that this is costing a bunch of money and it's not actually solving the so-called problem with drugs. You can come at it from the perspective of, you know, that this is a person's choice. It's their body. They own themselves. They should be able to be free to do what they want, and people shouldn't be harmed if they aren't harming others. Come out with all of that and come at the war on drugs from a very caring perspective. And yeah, you're right, that might alienate some of the people that are going to vote for her, but if you are a libertarian candidate, they are going to bring that question out, and they are going to try to paint you like some sort of kook because you want to legalize LSD or ecstasy or something like that. And so I say head it off before it can even come out in another way.
What's the point of worrying about losing a few votes here and there when you're not going to win the election anyway? You're only using it as a platform to talk about.
Actually, I didn't. That's not what I meant. I meant divisive in the sense like that controversy is good for conversation and good for the discussion.
Okay.
Very good. Good luck out there, and let us know how it goes. Okay. Thanks, Muslim non-anarchist or anarchist. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up what you want. And maybe you've got some suggestions for how he should approach that interview. You're certainly welcome to make those as well. This is Free Talk Live.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have our Facebook profile. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com and become a fan. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever or wherever you are, just like the podcast that you're listening to now, if you're listening to the podcast. Audible.com has over 60,000 titles to choose from, every genre. Audible's got it covered. You can get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. And that's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls. Mike is in New Hampshire, and you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Mike.
Hello there.
What's on your mind tonight?
I was listening on about the guy talking about how we supposedly have free trade and how NAFTA is bad. And I'm going to say, of course, NAFTA is bad. It's a government, you know, mandated trade agreement. And
sure.
It's not anything like free trade. So it's going to be a little bit of the choir preaching to the church, you know. But I just wanted to bring up one point, is that the massive credit deficit, trade deficit, is a direct cause of the credit expansion of the Federal Reserve, something I didn't hear people talking about.
The trade deficit is a cause of the credit extension of the Federal Reserve.
No,
what do you mean?
It was enabled by the credit expansion of the Federal Reserve. Without the additional monetary creation by the Fed, then consumers wouldn't have had the so-called money to get themselves in debt with a without a fiat currency that you can just in a without the credit expansion, then someone's excessive indebtedness would have had to be matched by someone else's savings. So there can be capital flow throughout the international markets, but with that, the creation of new money from the Federal Reserve and enabled all the the subprime loans and everything else like that, and people were, the housing prices were rising and the reverse mortgages and everything, like there we could have had the trade deficit that we do or that we have had.
And the definition of a trade deficit is where there's more coming in than there is going out, is or either way, or vice
right.
versa?
A massive amount of consumption in this country without the correlation of savings. It's one-sided consumption. We are borrowing, but no one was saving. Like, we are borrowing because the Federal Reserve is just creating money. So when you're borrowing monopoly money, no one else earned it. Like, with under a I'm not going to say a gold standard because that's still implying the government's maintaining the gold, some standard, but in a free market monetary system, that if someone is consuming more today, that means someone else previously had to consume less. You know, it's just consumption smoothing.
I have to say I don't really understand what you're saying, but then again, I'm not an economist, and I don't. Are you guys getting this?
I mean, what you're saying. I don't know. You know what the relevance is of it precisely.
The relevance is just that it is true that there is massive overconsumption in this country, and a cause of that was the Federal Reserve. That without the credit expansion of the Fed, then we couldn't have had the trade deficit that a lot of people, a lot of conservatives get angry about and all riled up about. There.
Absolutely true.
They're placing the blame on China's savings or something like that instead of recognizing that the true cause is here right at home.
Well, we have someone gave me the analogy once. If we were all on an island, let's say we were like there were like 10 Chinese people, 10 Indians from India, not Native Americans, and one American on an island, which is sort
I'm
of
familiar with this.
It's a real rough. It's not proportionate, I don't think, exactly to population, but just the gist of it. There's a lot more Indians than Chinese, and it'd be like the Chinese were farming and making a lot, growing a lot of food, and the Indians were fishing a lot and fishing up a lot of fish, and the Americans' like role in that economy is to sit on a hammock and eat like. Two-thirds
right.
of all,
eat all
food.
The, eat all the food, eat all the fish.
And that's what's happening at the moment. We're with this huge distortions of money, both from borrowing. We're borrowing tons of money from China and at the same time printing up money so that we don't owe them as much effective. Look, there's all this stuff going on that's we're really screwing over these other countries, and Americans kind of feel like they're entitled to this wonderful standard of living. And that's the way that guy was talking. He's like, well, we got to cut off these people and do all that. You're already living a wonderful standard of living because of that trade deficit. It's all distorted. And when reality slams home, your standard of living can't be maintained unless we continue to exploit these other countries. So
it couldn't be maintained anyway because it's essentially living off of the work of the people that from prior generations and their building of the value, and that's what they're selling with the American dollar and using it as the world reserve currency.
And China's in a really bad place because if they stop continuing to take additional U.S. dollars, then the value of their existing ones is going to go down because the Fed's just going to resort to straight-up printing. So, but they're buying, they're trying to buy more take in more American dollars to stop the loss of value of their existing, trillion dollars. So that's why there's calls for a new basket of currencies or a new, a world currency now. China's just trying to not get left holding the bag, essentially, for all of our overconsumption.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the info tonight. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. One thing's for sure, the whole idea of being able to just print money from thin air does a lot of damage economically. I know that much. I just am not much of an amateur. I'm not even an amateur economist. I feel like I have a basic grasp on some of these ideas, but once it gets to the levels of talking about deficits and all that stuff, I start to get lost.
The way to simplify economy is to ignore money. and like look at where resources are going and where resources are coming from. And if that doesn't match up in some kind of logical way, then it's gonna I can't use the expression on the air, but something really bad's going to happen. Okay, it can't be maintained, you know. And I just, you know, if you look at the way the resources are going, resources are flowing into this country, not much flowing out. That's what the trade deficit represents, and you can examine all kinds of reasons for that. But it's unreasonable to think that's going to continue, and that can continue inevitably. So. And then you could just look at, like, okay, how does money reflect that? You know, what is money doing that's reflective of that? And if you look at, you know, if you look at, like, for instance, we don't have the same standard of living that we had 20, 30, 40 years ago. And then you can look at things like inflation and understand why. And you can look at all the hidden regulations and taxation. And you can look at the fat cats and how they're living really high in fat. And then, like, why is that? You know,
it's because wealth has been flowing out of the country and not returning. And that's, you know, due to the trade deficit. It's absolutely true. What protectionism does, though, is just try to, plug the holes in the sieve.
Mm-hmm.
Because the wealth is still going to flow out of the country. It's only going to flow out more slowly. What the protectionists want to do is keep the wealth here and charge artificially high prices for labor and all those other things, the regulations on businesses and all that other stuff, while the rest of the world has to, you know, deal with its amount of the pie.
Which is what caused the problem in the first place, is the regulations on the businesses that drove them out of the country in the first place. So you're right. One of the callers we had earlier tonight was talking about how he liked the fact that Americans are protected, in his words, by the government. But what he doesn't understand is it's those so-called protections, these regulations, that have driven the businesses out of the country in the first place. Otherwise, a lot of these products would be manufactured here. A lot of these jobs would have stayed here.
If we had real money, meaning something, if we were trading with something that had real value instead of this easily manipulated artificial, you know, it's just numbers. It's meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
If it weren't for that, then you could actually figure it in as a resource with everything else. But because it's totally fake, you have to kind of ignore it for a moment, look at what's happening with resources, and then look at how is it that money is, the manipulation of money is affecting that. So,
toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Before you know it, they'll be outsourcing lemonade stands. Another 8-year-old has been put out of business. We'll give you that story if we get a chance, Dan. Take your calls about what you want, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for you if you make the call now to 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you.
Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, even in these remaining moments. Dial on in at 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give away the features free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can help us by promoting the show. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls about what you want. It's John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, John.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I don't follow any national news at all anymore. Mm-hmm. And today, some national figures, or at least our U.S. senator from New Hampshire's office, sent some bureaucrats over here to try to tell people how to get in line and learn about health care as they see it.
Okay. Where did they send them? To your house?
Oh, we're over here in Grafton. So they were going to have supposedly have a town hall meeting, and now that it is in New Hampshire,
mm-hmm.
you know, they come in and they talk about it, and they get to hear from the public as a group. And so we go over to town hall, and a bunch of us end up going over there. And I thought I'd be a rare bird, and, you know, a couple of us over there, Kat maybe with a sign, and me, and that might be about it. Turns out that they were outnumbered, the people who were against what a lot of people were calling Obamacare. I don't like that term that very much because it's just national health care. It's socialized mm-hmm. medicine. So I like to blame it on Obama because the Republicans will all do it too. But anyways, to make a long story short, they found it convenient to say there's not enough room in town hall to have the meeting. So we're going to have to do something about that. And the volunteer firefighter guys all decided to clear out their equipment, which is right next door, and which is where they hold, like, elections and stuff at the firehouse. So it's a big room, and they clear the equipment out, and the bureaucrat woman from Shaheen's office came out, and she said, because there's no, ignoring the fact that we now had room, she said, because there's no room in here, I can't meet everybody as a group, but I'll meet you one-on-one. So they're going to corner people into a room to beg them for their health care. You know, everybody can go in. It almost reminds me of like Atlas Shrugged or something. There's a scene in there where,
so,
where
let me see if I'm
just begs the bureaucrats for their mercy or for their help. Or
John,
something.
Let me see if I'm understanding what you're saying. You're saying they're calling some kind of propaganda meeting to promote the idea of state-run health care.
Yeah, supposedly town hall.
And you showed up with a bunch of liberty activists. And
I went there with just one person, Kat and Dave Ridley of Dave Ridley Report had left earlier
because
they're both Grafton residents, apparently.
Uh-huh.
And so they had left, and you know, we went over there, and you know, we heard that other people were going to meet there, but we didn't expect many protesters.
There are a lot of people that weren't Free Staters, as I understand it, that were there protesting.
So you're saying
I got asked twice if I was a Free Stater, and those led to interesting conversation because my thing with that is, to ask people, what does that mean to you? But anyway, long story short.
Well, hold on, John, before you go on. Yeah. So you're saying you showed up, and there were more people there that were opposing government-run health care than there were in favor of it? That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. That's good news. And so they tried to move it to a different venue, and still were claiming they didn't have enough room?
Well, the thing that happened, it's a little itchy-bitchy town hall over here in Grafton, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, oh, this is neat, because we don't have enough room, so therefore we can, like, change the plan. We don't have to have a town hall meeting. We can just, like, make an excuse to say, well, we'll actually meet you one-on-one.
They were definitely dodgy. I saw the Ridley report, and I think I recognized that woman from Keene City Council.
She looks like she's probably a bully of a woman.
I think she's on Keene City Council, actually. And so maybe she works in Shaheen's office as well. But she was very averse to actually answering questions if they were challenging of the healthcare system. Because I know Dave asked her a question or two, and she was like, I can't remember how they responded, but they were very dodgy about it.
Well, let me tell you the good news about it. Because, you know, at one point she came out, so now all the volunteer firefighter guys who are right next door cleared out their equipment. They moved the trucks, everything. This is the way it's done in Grafton. They moved it out. They have town hall meetings regularly over there. They moved their equipment, and they have seats there that they could have just set this right up. And this woman came out, and she was not ready for this. She just declared, standing out in the middle of the parking lot, I've decided that I'm not going to meet you as a group. We're not going to have a town meeting. She didn't use these
words. Very interesting.
We're not going to have a town meeting. I'll meet you one-on-one. So what ended up happening was the bureaucrats backed down because they weren't happy with the turnout.
Right, they didn't have enough supporters there.
So I was of the opinion, I'm not going to stand in line to talk to some bureaucrat. I'm going home. I'm done. And somebody said, you know, if you leave, they've won. And a couple of us were of the opinion that, you know what, they backed down. We've already won.
Mm-hmm.
They've just proven. And my opinion of this, guys, and for the rest of the world listening, if this is the way they sell their friggin' screwed-up health care program, by having you stand out in the sun and wait in line to talk to them about how good it might be, how many lines are you going to stand in if they actually do it? This is the sales pitch.
Sounds like they're pretty scared. It sounds like they're pretty frightened of some honest questions being asked in front of a group.
Ian, imagine what I'm saying here. They wanted us so that they can sell this program to us, have us stand in line out in the sun. What would it be like if they actually passed it? You'll be standing out in the storm, out in the sun, out in whatever it was. But the bottom line is, you'll be standing in friggin' line, and they don't give a damn about you. It's all about politics.
Thank you for the call tonight, John. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It just goes to show that inside the system, when you start, you actually get some sort of movement going here, and it sounds like they had a whole lot of people there to oppose the government health care program, they'll just change the rules on you. Oh, well, it was going to be a town hall, but we see too many protesters here, so we're just going to stand here, and those of you who want to come up and talk to us about this, you can come up and talk to
us. If you want to publicly express dissent in this, then, yeah, we don't want that.
Right. So, and it's just like with the Republican Party, when the Ron Paul guys were a significant threat to them. that Ron Paul's supporters started going to these Republican meetings, the yearly meetings where they, you know, select candidates and do their business. They started showing up en masse to the point where they would have actually been able to have had an effect on what was going to transpire during that meeting. So the Republican Party old school guys, you know, they just decided to change the rules or ignore the rules or just call off the meeting entirely. Oh, crap, there's too many of those Ron Paul guys here. Let's postpone this meeting until they, you know, this stuff wears off into the future. Or no, better yet, we'll just make it so the Ron Paul guys can't actually speak at the microphone. Or we'll unplug the microphone as they're speaking at it. I mean, there were all kinds of tricky, scheming things that that went on to stop these people.
Yeah, they stopped the meetings. They didn't call them at other times, not invite people. And very, very bizarre stuff. They'd tell everybody to go home. They'd vote after everybody left. Very weird.
So again, it's not to say that nothing can happen within the political system, but look at what happens when you do actually start getting a movement together. Then all of a sudden, the rules change, or they're ignored, or you're shut out.
The government is designed to grow. It's
yes,
not
it
designed
is.
To shrink. And so, yeah.
So, interesting story from John there, and here's a quick one for you. California has shut down a young girl's lemonade stand. It's happened again. It happens all over the country. Eddie Jimenez at the Fresno Bee reports that 8-year-old Daniela Ernest has made lemonade from lemons in more ways than one this week, hoping to raise money for a family trip to Disneyland. The Tulare girl opened a lemonade stand on Monday, but because Daniela didn't have a business license, and I'm sure she can afford it with her 8-year-old allowance that she gets, the city of Tulare shut it down the same day.
They're efficient.
Yeah, from that came a radio station's offer of Disneyland tickets to Daniela's family in exchange for 30 cups of lemonade and an appearance in front of the Tulare City Council on Tuesday night that will likely lead to a compromise allowing her lemonade stand and other pint-sized business ventures to operate legally. The story began Monday morning when Daniela and her stepmother, Marisa Ernest, set up shop at a location in Tulare. The lemonade was freshly squeezed at a price and priced at $2 for a 32-ounce plastic cup. Richard Garcia, a Tulare code enforcement officer, happened to be at the same intersection to remove illegal signs left by someone selling tetherball poles. And rather than ignore the cute little 8-year-old running her lemonade stand, he decided to give her a taste of what being an adult is really like.
He's just doing his job.
Garcia told Daniela and her stepmother that the lemonade stand on the corner of the busy intersection was not safe, and also that they needed a business license in order to sell the lemonade. So I wonder what kind of compromise they'll be reaching. Will they give a... Maybe they'll create a new special kids license that's available at a reduced rate. You know, they could get the kids of application form, and it would be a kids rate, and that way they could really bring them into the system early on.
If they do it wrong and just let kids operate businesses for free without any kind of taxation or business licenses,
that'd be anarchy.
Everybody would just put a kid in charge of their business.
We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency to the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.